Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Let's try to recap this because it was a while ago. But Nick called us up, and at the heartbeat of the closure call for him was that he kind of just left town on her. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
He's going out with a girl for a while, kind of took some money from her as well. Nick, how much money was it?
$4,300.
Never paid it back. And with our closure call, what we do is we give the ex the opportunity to come on and get the closure that they never got. So we got his ex-girlfriend, but she didn't want to talk to him at all. She's like, I don't want anything to do with him. Took all that cash from me. I'm just past it. And
because he wanted her to kind of tee off on him and maybe feel better about it and somehow at that stage exonerate him from, you know, the sort of crimes he committed in their relationship.
It was years ago, and now he's just a different guy. And he's like, you know what I could do to make this right is I could just make the payments to her. I can pay the money that I ripped her off of years ago. So we made that agreement. Like you heard in the clip a couple of minutes ago, we said, look, if you're late on a payment or you miss a payment, here's what we're going to do. Give us a picture of yourself, which he has done. And every time you miss or you're late on a payment, we are just going to use it like it's a jigsaw puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be another piece to your picture up online. And we'll start giving your phone number out as well. And he agreed to that.
That's right.
He said yes. Okay.
And at first, did a good job.
Yeah, Jeff, you're in on the logistics more than I am. So the first couple of payments were made on time, correct?
Yep, I have them right here. Hold on. His first payment of $800 was paid on September 29th, which is what he promised. He was originally on the phone. That's a biggie. And then he was going to pay $150 with every paycheck, and he gets paid every other week. So every $150 every 2 weeks after that. His first payment of $150 arrived on the 13th, no problem. But his payment of $150 that was scheduled on the 27th, which was last Monday, was not there. Tracy waited a day. It still didn't come in. That's when she told you, Bert. We scheduled to come in on the show, but the payment actually didn't arrive until after we got off the air on Thursday. So he made the payment. So he's made all of his payments. The first one was four days late. So the debate that we have amongst ourselves and with Nick on the phone is his agreement was okay. Every Monday, because he gets paid on Friday, every other Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So the following Monday, the payment will be here. And Tracy did give him a one-day, whatever it's called, cushion. Didn't work out. He's four full days late. Do we still put a piece of his face up online?
So an important piece of this for me is we called him to remind him that the payment was late, then he sent it, or had he sent it before we called?
He sent, well, he'll explain to you, but apparently he was traveling and just couldn't get it into us. But we didn't know ahead of time that he was traveling.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Are you there? Hold on one
sec.
Hey, Nick, hold on one second.
Hey, Nick, hold on.
It's not on my end.
Yeah, hold on. Let me try this again. Are you there, Nick? Oh, no. We're having
not
some problems
well.
With our phone.
Hold on.
Damn. Want Tracy to call him right back?
Yeah, let's try that. Might be something on my board here. Nick, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hold on.
It just sounds really far away.
Yeah, there's no way we can do a whole segment like that.
We'll call him right back. So, anyways, the debate is his argument is going to be. When we talk to him, his argument will be,
well, I paid it.
I paid it, but I was traveling and I didn't, it was an unexpected trip and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But our argument is, well, we called you on Tuesday afternoon and said, hey, or I think we actually called him on Wednesday during the show and said, hey, whatever, we need you to come on the air today because you didn't make your payment. And then all of a sudden it shows up on Thursday. So my feeling is this soon into it, it's his. Technically only his second scheduled payment, third scheduled payment. Maybe we should show him we're serious, but...
I mean, it's in. I mean, he made the payment.
Yeah, but only...
You gotta give somebody like a little bit of... Like, what if something happened?
Well, we'll find out from him if it did.
Yeah, I'm curious to talk to him, too, because I'm like much like Bert, I want to know what was the motivation to the payment. Was it based on we had to prod you, or if it was, you know, you initiated it yourself?
And I don't think Tracy would have even made an issue about it if he called her on, like, the day he was leaving and said, hey, my Monday payment won't be until Thursday. Then it wouldn't even be an issue because it's still a scheduled payment, still would have come in.
Nick, you there?
I'm here.
All right, so the payment was late. We call to remind you, and then 2 days later, we get it into the studio.
That's right. I've got to. Basically, what happened on Saturday, my boss calls me and says he needs me out of town for an emergency thing that I had to go to. You know, it was last minute. I just didn't think to call you guys because, you know, frankly, I was getting prepped and going out of town. So, you know, the minute I got back, I drove the check over to you, and you know, I'm up to date right now. And you know, when's my next payment? November 10th. You know, you're going to have it right on time, just like normal. So I don't see what the big deal is, really.
So you, so
404-741-Q100.
So you, we didn't call you before you drove the payment over. You brought it yourself as soon as you got back from town.
Into town. Right.
Okay.
But you had, but Tracy left a message for you saying that I'm getting the timing of it wrong. So the phone, the message comes in from Tracy, even though you're on the road. You realize that you hadn't sent the payment, and then as soon as you get home, you drive the payment here, right?
That's right.
So he did get a message.
So he did get a reminder in order to do it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I tend to lean with Wendy and cut him a break because, I don't know. I try to be flexible with people in my life that have to, like, reschedule things, whatever, appointments or yada yada, because life gets in the way. But
using that argument, he does have some leeway. Like the square of the picture, you've seen it, right, Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
Like the segment of the picture that would go online doesn't reveal anything.
It's not his face yet. I mean,
right,
it's just
it's
a piece
his
of
whole
like,
face. Yeah. And I think if we're going to stick to it, because if we give him 3 days this time, and I'm sorry to be hard on you, but if we give him 3 days this time because he went out of town, then do we give him? Then all of a sudden we've created a pattern or whatever that 3 days is acceptable. So if he's ever 3 days late again, he could say, well, last time you didn't put my face up, so I think we just put it up.
But sometimes things just happen. Like, that just happened. Like,
right.
did you have an opportunity to go to a mailbox and drop something off before you went out of town? Like, after you got the message, was there a chance for you to go drop it off?
I mean, again, it was like Saturday afternoon, so I guess I could have, sure, but still wouldn't have arrived there on Monday. There's no service on Sunday, you know, which is why I've been bringing it over personally to drop it off.
I'm with Jeff. I feel like being hard guy on this whole thing. I mean,
I don't think it's being hard.
I mean, the bottom line really is, I mean, you're the one that did this years ago. And I think there was it's $4,300 that you took from her years ago. The picture that we're going to put up today, or the part of the picture, doesn't reveal who you are, but it certainly, I mean, the next one might. And I think if we're going to set a precedent here that we're serious about it, then it doesn't matter what the circumstance is. Some of that picture's got to go up. That's the agreement we made.
All right, let me slide this time. Next, there won't be a next time, but should there be, then do two squares.
It's not the agreement we made.
I think we put one square up this time, and then you will ensure that there won't be a next time, because, I mean, the picture doesn't show anything, right, Melissa?
No.
Like, if you knew that guy.
It's a puzzle piece. It's one of the, if you were doing a puzzle, it's the puzzle piece. You're like, where does this go? It's
right.
So dark. I don't understand this. So I think it's like a shoulder.
So it doesn't reveal anything. Mm-mm. So not putting one up now doesn't effectively do anything more than just putting this one that we have up, except we are closer to it. Good morning, Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what kind of work does this guy do that his boss will call him up on a Saturday and say, look, man, I need to go out of town without prior notice?
Nick, what do you do?
It's none of your business, actually.
What kind of business?
He said it's none of your business.
None of your business.
It's none of your business.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. He's lying.
I'm not getting that over the phone. You don't have to.
Okay, well, he's lying, dude.
I'll just say it's sales related. And as in a lot of sales jobs, you know, things will come up where you got to go meet clients.
Good morning, Anna. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to say I do collections for a doctor's office. And this early into it, we would never let this happen. If he was making consecutive payments for maybe 6 months, then it would be a different story, but not the third payment.
So it has to be a sliding scale for you?
Absolutely. I mean,
that makes sense.
We don't really have a pattern that he's reliable yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I agree with her. I would have a different attitude if we were 10 weeks into it and he was 3 days late. Then you're like, okay, cool. You've made $1,500 or more than that, $2,300 worth of payments, and now you're late on $150. No problem. But with this one, your second scheduled payment, that's tough.
And I think it sends a message. I think it really sends a message that if you're a late, doesn't matter what, why, that picture's going up. Even though this, and I like it especially because the first piece going up doesn't reveal at all who he is.
And it just shows him that we're not going to accept that type of behavior. Like, pick up the phone and call Tracy. Leave her a voicemail and go, I just got, like, on your way to the airport, make the call. Call the front desk of the radio station, ask for a voicemail, leave a message. This isn't an issue. He couldn't even do that.
Go ahead, Kristen.
I think you guys are being way too hard on this guy. I mean, he's got his payment in. I think that you guys are just being way too hard on him. I mean, stuff happens. And, you know, if he was really traveling, I think you guys should give him the benefit of the doubt. Let him go this time. If it happens again, then you can do it. But, I mean, I think you guys are just being way too rough on him.
I think Wendy and I had the same thought at the same time.
No, I agree. I agree with her, though.
Okay. Well, then why don't you, will you fax Tracy within the hour the printout from the airline that shows that you traveled?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
And if it doesn't come?
To me, it's still inconsequential.
I mean, I get why he doesn't want to reveal his job, because that may reveal who he is, just in, if it's a different job. But, like, he did make the, like, he got the payment in. I think if he wouldn't have answered the phone, or if he didn't send a payment in at all, or he just ignored calls, then I think that was a different deal. But he did send in the payment. He is answering the phone calls, and he did schedule to come on the show. So, I mean, he's showing effort, and he still got it in. So, no. I mean, cut him. I don't know.
Look, this is.
I'd want to be cut.
What if it was your money?
Well, you gotta give people the benefit of the doubt, though. I'd want to be cut a break just if something happened.
But no,
you
what
know?
If it was your money and this guy has $4,300 of your money that you are owed that he took from you and he has promised again? How many times has he probably promised the original girl that he'd pay it back? And we made a promise to her. I mean, all we're doing is upholding our end of the bargain. We're not doing anything bad. We're just upholding our end of the bargain.
And I'm trying to uphold mine.
If we go ahead and post his picture, I mean, obviously what's on the line here is just a portion of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But if his picture is posted, then what's his motivation to continue paying her back? And we want ultimately for her to get paid back.
Because this doesn't reveal, I mean, the first picture doesn't reveal anything.
I think it's just
he doesn't want to.
This is a puzzle piece. So
it's a puzzle piece.
What
will
happen
anything.
Next time is more, if he never makes a payment again, then his whole picture goes up.
And he certainly doesn't want to be walking around Atlanta. And everybody to know who he is.
This is all you're going to see. That's the picture that goes out.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the bottom right part or left part of his chin.
Yeah, you won't see.
You can't tell anything there. All right. Tomorrow is the election, so let's do this democratically. How are you casting your vote, Jeff? Except ours is public. It's a public vote.
If we're doing it like tomorrow, I would really prefer to stand in line for 3.5 hours first. And do you have any stickers for me?
I can make a sticker for you.
Okay, then I would
vote. You can't wear a sticker tomorrow, though, can you?
Then I would vote to put it up.
Put it up.
That would be my vote, would be to post the one picture.
Wendy.
I say don't.
Don't.
Mm-mm.
I say put it up. Melissa.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to just stay within, you know, what I would normally do, it'd be to put it up. Because you have to, you know, the deadline and, you know, you just put it up.
If you want the picture up, put your hands up.
In the spirit of tomorrow, I'd like to vote for change. No, I think that we should not put it up. Because he did make the payment.
I'm also going to vote to not put it up.
Yeah, you don't get a vote. It was 3-2 to put the picture up. So the picture is, part of the picture goes up today.
Actually, Jen has 120 electoral college votes.
Wendy's new to the social. She's Vermont.
As opposed to you only got 6.
Yeah, that's 3-2. So part of that picture is going up today. And also the first phone number is going up as well online.
The first number?
It's just the area code.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Sorry.
Because he did make it. He did make the payment.
I just don't want him to bail on us and not pay this girl back because I think she deserves.
Well, then the whole picture goes up. That's his motivation not to. And he said, I mean, forget about the radio thing. He's motivated and passionate about paying the money back, so they should be inconsequential. Right now, there's no harm in it.
Well, if he bails on us, the whole picture goes up.
The whole
over.
Picture goes up, yeah.
I think what Jen's saying is that she didn't get any money.
No, she wouldn't get the money. All right, Nick.
All right. Well, we'll just see you on the 10th.
Okay.
Don't be late.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, Amy wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. She and a bunch of her girlfriends are going to Vegas for the weekend. And it's a bunch of married girlfriends. I don't know if they have kids or not, but I do think that changes things.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt like it's the scariest people at these parties are going out on a girls' night out or a guys' night out. Honestly, it's the parents. It's the married guys like me. That, I get a lot of time out, so it's really not my situation. But most dads and most moms, man, they're in the house all the time, taking care of the kids or whatever. You just don't have a lot of free time. So when you get 24, 48, 72 or whatever to let loose, those are the wild ones.
And you don't have a tolerance built up anymore.
No.
Your
feels
drinking
good.
Tolerance is real low. Two drinks,
doesn't take
you're
you
done.
To get warm.
Right.
Good morning, Amy. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You sound pretty stressed out.
Well, I am. I honestly just don't know what to do about this. I've been friends with these girls for years, since like middle school, and we're all married. Three of us have children. One is working on it, and we decided that we were going to take this girl's kid to Vegas and kind of joked, like, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And then the joking kind of led to other things. And I think that they're thinking that we're going to be doing other things than just drinking and staying out late. And I'm worried about what's going to happen and how it's going to change things. And I just don't think I want to be a part of it anymore.
So you're saying that your married friends or may hook up?
I think so. That's what it seems like.
What were these other things? I think we'd need a definition of that.
Well, we're definitely going to drink and party. Really good girls, so we didn't do a whole lot of that. Like, we drank a little bit in high school, but that was like as bad as we ever got.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only been with my husband, and that's the same thing for, like, two of the other girls have only been with their husbands. And I think a couple of them are pretty serious about finding someone there.
So the intention of this trip is that the four of you are going to go and act like single girls.
Well, I guess so. But that's not how it started. It was supposed to just be a weekend away.
Right. But that's how it is right now.
Right. How it started is inconsequential, I think, for what we're talking about. Now the trip it sounds like this girl's wild weekend where you already know that there are girls that are motivated when they get to Vegas to meet a guy and hook up for the weekend. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you agreed to be a part of that.
I agreed originally when I thought that it was just going to be harmless fun. I definitely do not want to be a part of that. I love my husband. I don't want to do anything to damage our relationship, but I don't even want to witness what they're going to do, because it's just going to change everything. But by me not going is also going to change everything. And I don't really know how to go about it, because these are my sisters. I mean, we do everything together.
Good morning, Michelle. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just going to tell that caller, first of all, Bert Show, I love you guys. I listen to y'all every morning.
Thank you.
But I was just going to tell her, when in doubt, do without. If you have any doubts, don't do it. Find an excuse and back out.
Do you think she could just confront her friends she thinks are going to screw around?
Yeah, but even if she does, once she gets there, she never knows what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen.
What I'm reading between the lines is it's not a matter of confronting the friends. I think the plan was made that we're going to go to Vegas, the four of us. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and we're acting like single girls.
Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
And you were part of that planning, and now it's...
But she thinks some are going to take it further than she will.
Yeah. No, I think they all... I'm reading that.
Well, let's ask her.
Yeah.
So were you one of the girls sort of saying, yeah, let's go to Vegas. Yeah, I'm totally going to hook up. And now you're like, oh, I didn't realize he took me serious.
No, the hooking up honestly started in joking. Like, we were talking about how wild we were going to be, because it's funny, because we're so lame. We're not wild at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, you know, saying how it's, you know, we're going to be experiencing new things and blah, blah, blah. And then we jokingly started the whole hooking up thing. And yeah, so I definitely joked about it.
Then
I think a couple girls were like, oh, I could really do this. This would be an opportunity.
Do you think your friends are actually going to go through with it? Like, would they actually hook up?
Yeah, you know, if these are long-term girlfriends of yours, and you know them better than anybody else. So do you think that they are capable of that, or is this some kind of fantasy going on?
I think that two of them are definitely capable, and I think all three of them want to. And now the conversation has changed, and they're serious about it.
I wouldn't even go. Because while things may not happen with you and somebody in Vegas, what you see in Vegas may change your relationship with not only your friends, then it's going to change the relationship with your friends' husbands also. I wouldn't even go.
Because if it becomes an issue later on in their marriages, then you knew the whole time.
I would just completely stay out of harm's way.
And you're going to be questioned, too, by your husband if he ever finds out that they did anything, because then he's just automatically going to assume that you did something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Catherine. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
I wanted to comment about what she should do in Vegas.
Yeah, now's a good time.
So I think that she should definitely confront her friends. I just feel like that's the definition of friendship, is that you have to have hard conversations.
And what would you say if this were your friend?
I would say, hey, I feel very uncomfortable about what I hear you girls talking about. I'm curious to know if you guys are serious about this, because let's talk about what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. It's weird. I wasn't expecting that.
I don't know, man. Here's the thing about Vegas, too, because they may say something like, no, that's just crazy talk.
They pump oxygen into the casinos there.
But that
makes people do crazy stuff.
But they've sort of already told you what their intentions are. So then they get to Vegas and they got all this stimuli going on. And you do see things that you're not supposed to see. I just don't see, if you're balancing it all out, it seems to me there's more risk in going than not. So why even put yourself in that position? It's one weekend. You'll have other weekends.
If she doesn't go, her girlfriends are going to be mad at her.
Yeah, she's got kids. That's what they're there for. You can put the blame on them.
I disagree because I think that these are her sisters. This is her group. I mean, any woman that has a group of friends, you can't play off something and actually think that it's never going to come up or that you'll never have to tell the truth. I mean, I think that, yeah, I don't see a problem if these are your sisters to say, I'm not comfortable with that. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to witness anything. So I'm just not going. If this is what y'all want to do, I'm not going. And be honest about why you're not going.
I would tell a little white lie.
But I think, and you guys know girls better than Bert and I do, but I think the agreement would be, they'd be like, don't worry about it. We're just joking about that. But then you get there.
They would keep it from her. Like, I think some girls would, if they know that she had a huge problem with it and was still doing it, they would keep it more away from her after she said something than they would before it.
That's a good point.
They may not even want around at that point.
Maybe not.
Good morning.
Or she could go there and end up hooking with six different guys.
Hey, Ashley, you're on Q100. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I love your show.
Thanks. Thank you.
Well, my opinion on this is that she should not go at all, because no matter what, if she goes there and doesn't do anything but witnesses her friends doing it, then she's going to be a guilty party no matter what, because she was there and didn't stop it.
So you have to make this decision pretty quickly. When are you guys taking off?
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
This weekend.
This weekend it's happening.
Yeah. Right.
So you got to do something either tonight
tomorrow?
Or tomorrow. Yeah, they're taking off tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, either way, I think I'm going to lose these girlfriends, because it's gotten to the point where it's like a pack, if
they're your sisters, seriously, you should be able to talk about anything. They're not going to go anywhere, but I would definitely express concern, or you're just going to be a guilty party in the whole thing.
See, a woman's world is so different than in a guy's world, because in a guy's world, I would never sit down with my boys and go, look, here's the deal, and be honest in this way. I would just lie.
But that's how guys communicate with each other.
I would just say, look, Hayden's not feeling great, Hollis isn't great, and Stacy's not great, so I got to stick around this weekend. Sorry, bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Whereas it's different in your world, I guess.
You can't say that and they go, okay, well, why is that? Well, why can you do this? What did you do? What's really wrong? What? I don't understand.
Guys won't do that.
No, women's relationships are completely different. So I think that you'll have to be honest with them. And I don't understand why you would lose them, because it's not like what you're standing for is something that, I don't know, like the fact that you're uncomfortable with it. I don't understand why that is a bad thing. And I don't understand why they would judge you completely on it. It may be uncomfortable. It may be that y'all don't see eye to eye anymore as friends. And that would be why you would lose the friendship. But if they're truly your gang of sisters, I just don't understand why you can't be honest with them.
Let's do this. Let's talk to you if we can tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, then on Monday, and find out exactly what you did.
Okay, thanks, guys.
But I think we gave you a whole bunch of different things to chew on, though.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Okay, good luck. Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I did a little thinking yesterday because Jeff made a... Jeff made a statement to me yesterday that I sort of found a little on the offensive side.
Just one?
Well, this is the one that stood out yesterday.
All right.
Called me a dating racial profiler.
Oh, totally.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What does that mean?
When did it happen?
No, there's a difference in what Bert was doing.
Thank you. Here's the deal.
All right.
We all have a professional friend here that we know that will date any guy.
Okay.
But she has made it known that she is going to marry a man of Indian descent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what she has clearly said. I'll date anybody. Bring it on. I'm here to have a good time.
Right.
But when it comes to marrying, I'm only marrying an Indian guy. Period.
Right.
That's the guy I'm going to get serious with.
Right.
So I have made a new business friend. The problem here is I'm not sure he's Indian or not.
But, well, that's how the conversation started yesterday, is you were trying to figure out if this man was Indian.
And I started to send him a text yesterday to explain it, and then I stopped it because there's no way to politely ask him what his background is without it being offensive,
and
I think.
And therein lies the crux of my statement.
I don't see how.
Because you are setting to... Normally, when you set two people up, if I was going to set up Wendy with someone, right? So I know what Wendy's about. I've worked with Wendy for a while. I know she's 23 years old. Got an idea of what kind of guy she likes. So if I meet a guy...
Spiky hair, pop collar.
Right. So, yeah.
Bushy.
Right. Bushy.
Perfect.
If I meet a mid-20s Bushy, then I'm like, hey, he might be into Wendy, whatever. You know what I mean? So, like, I might set them up. You don't know this other guy. You spent 30 minutes with him, and all you know is that he may or may not be Indian.
He made such an impression on me that I thought, this guy, this is somebody that I think, and I would tell the person that we're talking about that I would be setting up the date. I don't know this guy all that well. But he seems like a pretty decent guy, and he's an Indian dude.
But your only basis on setting the two of them up is the fact that they're both Indian.
It is dating profiling, racial dating profiling, if she never made that statement at all. But she's the one that came straight out and said, I'm only going to marry an Indian.
Right, but the only reason—
This is a well-known thing about her.
Right, but let's take the Indian, the race, you know, angle out of it, the nationality angle out of it, right?
You can't.
Yeah, let's just eliminate it. You wouldn't set those two people up.
If Wendy came to me and she said she dates guys that are 5'7", white guys that are 5'7",
right?
And I knew a guy that was 5'7" and white, I would set her up with him because she has already told me that's what she wants to marry. So it's
and
not
the dating
me profiling.
Pool is so much more narrowed at that point.
But I don't think you would do it after only spending 30 minutes with him. And if you did, then I still think that's profiling. The only basis you have for setting those two people up is their nationality.
And the, like you said, the hour that I've spent with the guy, where I thought he was a pretty cool dude.
And that's racial, that's profiling.
I don't think it is. I mean, yeah, I guess it would be because he's one of the few maybe Indian people I know. But seems like, I mean, he's a good looking guy. He's got it together. He owns his own company. And sitting down with him for an hour, I was impressed with the guy. So why not? I just got to find out if he's Indian.
Well, then you obviously don't know him
that
well, and he doesn't own the company.
Well, you should set him up
anyways. Part owner.
Set him up anyways because she dates anybody so she can find out.
Which is a problem for her girlfriends.
This is just a random thing. We're talking about profiling anyway. So are you confused if he's Indian based on his looks or his name?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And
just
there's
set
no
him
way
up
of,
anyways.
There's no way of really finding out.
Let her find out.
Yeah, maybe set them up and let them find out.
Yeah.
Like, do you think if I ran her name his name by her, she would know if it was an Indian name or not?
But maybe. Then, is this guy really hot?
I think he's a good-looking dude, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, then it's worth all of this.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's worth yes. all this drama or asking her, setting them up, or having her figure it out or whatever else. Like,
is he really hot on an everybody scale or really hot on an Indian scale?
Funny you say that. Because when I was single...
If he is, cool.
And when I was single and somebody knew one lesbian and yes. they knew me, they thought it'd be really cool to set me up with that one lesbian yes. they know
right.
simply because we were lesbians and regardless of everything else.
Dude, can you imagine if you thought somebody was a lesbian? You're like, I am pretty sure that this girl over here is a lesbian. Hey, Melissa, why don't you come over here and meet my friend Amanda, who may or may not like the penis?
Hey, Kimber, you're on Q100, huh?
Well, I was going to say, if she said she would date anybody,
right.
go ahead and set him up and let her figure out if
That's
he's Indian or not.
That's perfect. That is perfect.
But it's a clear...
No pressure.
It is a clear, you're making a clear racial statement when you do that.
But I think you
But it also keeps her away from all the other guys.
Which has been a problem
that
in her group.
Her girlfriends want to date.
Right.
And
because, but that's...
Yeah, because her girlfriends are like, dude, you're not going to marry him, back off and like give him to everybody else.
So this woman is notorious for like calling dibs on guys in bars, and she's super hot.
Why can't you?
And,
you're not going to marry everybody you date.
No, but she will call dibs and then like capture the hearts or the attention of the hotties in the room.
The non-Indian dudes.
And her girlfriends are like, back off. Like,
pass them
around a little bit,
but,
okay?
But she can. Like, she can have whoever she wants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But that's why, I mean...
Her non-Indian friends are like, wait, can you back off a little bit? Because maybe you'll date this guy for a couple of months, but I'm still in. I've got a world of marriage possibilities ahead of me, and you're blocking me here. You're V-blocking
I don't see
me.
Any problem with her dating whoever she wants to date.
Oh, no, I say date whoever she wants to date. Just spread it around for the rest of us a little bit, honey.
Hey, Amanda.
Don't Bogart all the dudes.
Just take the Indian guys. Yeah, look, if I see an Indian guy, you can have him.
Don't Bogart the hookah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Amanda. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey. I have a couple comments. One, if they want to know what race she is, go ahead and ask them. I have grandparents who are from very many backgrounds. I have a part Cherokee Indian, part Polish, part German, and the other, I guess, is redneck. But I don't know.
Which on DNA test is classified
yeah,
as
exactly.
That.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm very proud of my background, and you'd have to be pretty shallow not to be proud of your background. It's who you are. So ask him. I'm sure he wouldn't care. But then again, if you're willing to date anybody, what happens if you fall in love with somebody?
Well, that's...
And he's not Indian.
That I can't speak to, because...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know at that point.
That's a decision that's important to her, so...
Right.
That's a different debate.
Cindy says there's a way to look it up. Hey, Cindy.
Hey.
Hi.
Not only can you tell if he's Indian by his name, I have a friend who's Indian. She can tell you exactly where he's from in India. It's very simple.
Is it a little bit like me in the accents, where I can tell exactly where you're from?
Not really. It's just... it's usually just by last name, and even sometimes by first name. She can tell you exactly if he's Indian, if he's Hindi, if he's Muslim, if he's and what region he's from. It's very, very simple.
So your suggestion would be that if my friend is so into the Indian culture, I could tell her his name, and she would know instantly if he was or not.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right, that's a good suggestion right there.
But you're still racially profiling.
Totally.
I'm just kidding. That's where the whole conversation started.
I mean, it's cool. If you're cool with that, then go for it, Bert. I mean, that's all right.
I'm just, you know what? I am bridging the gap for love, man. I'm a love ambassador.
Maybe what you should do is maybe you should take him to a deli, like a true kosher deli.
Oh, no.
And you go to lunch one time, you know, because you're Jewish. And then at the end of the meal, go, let's have lunch next week, but we'll go to one of your restaurants.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.